Blog Talk Radio.
Songs back in the day. Anyway, this is Ray I. Smith. You're listening to The Art of Seduction by Late Night Group Poets. and we are on a website called allpoetry.com, and we have anthologies available on amazon.com, so feel free to check out to help support these shows. That said, this show is based on a contest that I ran, a quote contest. You can pick one of two quotes. Let's just peer into each other. I want to get lost. Feel each one of the breaths you lose while you explore every corner of my mind, by Omar Pascaran. Let those shoes stay next to the door. Let your coat stay on that chair. Let your coat stay on that chair. Let your clothes stay on the floor. Let your body stay next to mine. Just stay, by Omar Pascaran. And as well as some carryovers from Stan's Art of Production show, and some open poetry as well. So check the phone lines. Who's calling? And we have the wonderful Weaver Dream. Hello, Weaver.
Hello, my dear. You are breaking up just a little bit, Gray, just to let you know.
Oh, no. I hope I don't.
You've got to check those connections, babe. Check those connections.
Yeah, I might have to call back, unfortunately, because there's nothing I can do on my end. It's just my phone. So
yeah.
I'm not sure.
It is still breaking up a little bit. I mean, it's not terrible, but it is breaking up. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Galena says it's contagious.
I'm going to have you read the first poem, and then I will call back.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
All right. Just one second here, and I'll post it to the group. Okay, here we go. And I'll call back.
Okay, my dear, no problem. Right.
All right.
Our first poem is, I'll do anything for you to stay but beg. By Jenny the Deep. We are in this too deep, this is true. Without you, I cannot move. Without you, I cannot breathe. Without you, I cannot see. Codependent on you like a junkie needing a fix. I need you like I need legs to move. I need you like I need lungs to breathe. I need you like I need eyesight to see. May fate keep us together for all eternity. Let us walk in each other's shoes, mucky or not. Let us understand like never before. Let us stay in bed all day with no cares at all. Please stay with me a little longer as our bodies intertwine, stimulating flame and passion like a torch to my kerosene. Don't make me beg to make your love stay. I would do anything for you to stay. Except beg. End poem. Well, I wonder what I thought of that.
That was a beautiful read, Katie. And do I sound any better?
Yes, you sound better now.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it. Awesome read on a fabulous write. I mean, you can feel the intention of this write, the personal nature to this write, the codependency, you know, she's a junkie needing a fix. I need you like I need legs to move. I need you like I need lungs to breathe. I need you like I need eyesight to see. So basically, he is part of her and she is part of him now. And that connection is deep and powerful. A wonderful, right? Great take on the prompt. And what did you think, Katie?
Yes, I enjoyed reading it very much. You know, I can go back eons and remember how that felt. And I am so glad I don't have that now. I'm just in a nice, happy little place. There's none of the drama. Because, yeah, drama is wonderful when you're young, but when you get to my age, oh, my God, it's tiring. But that, I thought, this was very well written. And you can feel it, as you say, you can feel how that must feel to need somebody to that extent. And the thing is, you know you don't actually. You know, in actual fact, you're going to get on and manage perfectly well eventually. But the thought of losing that person hurts so much that you'd do anything to stop that hurt from happening. So I can understand why. But I like it. We're ladies and we don't beg. Well done. And I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Jenny.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Katie. All right. I'm going to grab another poem here. And I'll post this to the group. This is by Mystic Muse. Mystic Muse, and it's called Stay. I cannot eat. I cannot sleep. Yes, I'm in love, and I'm in deep. I cannot hear, and I cannot see. I have got it bad. Oh, Lord, help me. Now I need to hear you say is that your love won't go away. Please stay. I cannot think. I cannot breathe. I cannot sleep or stop. I can't proceed. I cannot move. Can't do a thing. I'm just a yo-yo on your string. And all I need is to hear you say is that your love won't go away. Please stay. I cannot run. I cannot hide. I got this fire deep down inside. I cannot smile. I can't frown. I'm topsy-turvy, upside down. But all I need to hear you say is that your love won't go away. Please stay. Please stay, baby. End poem. And I like it. You know, it really is fantastic, deepness that's in this poem. You know, he's in deep and he can't function without this person. You know, like you said, you know, in your heart, you know you can, but in your mind, you feel like you can't because you're just so attached to this person and everything you do is connected to them somehow. Every look and every breath is connected to them. So I thought he captured the emotion quite beautifully. What did you think, Weaver?
Yes, I thought this one flowed beautifully. You could tell that it was, for a song as opposed to a poem. I liked it a lot. I like the repetition. I really like that. It pleases my ears. I don't know why. No, I find it stabilizes me, perhaps. But I cannot eat and I can't sleep. Yes, I'm in love and I'm in deep. I cannot hear and I can't see. I've got it bad. Oh, Lord, help me. Lovely, it really is. I mean, it's exactly what you'd expect for that particular song. I think it's great. And it's just a case of basically, without you, I'm nothing. And that is such a hard thing. It also must be quite hard for the person who's receiving this, you know, because basically if you do anything, you're breaking somebody's heart. That's not good. So yeah, either way, you know, neither one of them is actually going to get a lot out of this, I don't think. It's beautifully written, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, thank you so much, Mystic Muse. Most enjoyable.
Great comment, Weaver, thank you. Okay, I've got the next poem up. If you wouldn't mind giving that a read, please, Weaver.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute there. It's Hotel Room 533 by Bearheart. There's a universe inside of you, floating endlessly in your gaze. How about we just take our time and drift blindly into space? I study the freckles on your cheeks, connecting Orion by your nose. Your touch takes me to cosmic skies, losing the ground beneath my toes. I've never felt like this before. I feel you moving in my mind. Your fears are calling for my touch. Sweet breath travels down my spine. Fingers draw over my navel, tracing your name on my skin. Show me all that you want to know. Capture the dream that I am in. End poem.
Beautiful read, Weaver, and I liked it. You know, I like the celestial, ethereal nature to this, right? You know, I study the freckles on your cheek, connecting Orion by your nose. Your touch takes me to cosmic skies, losing the ground beneath my toes. You know, when somebody can elevate you with their touch and take you away to a space where it's just you two, and you float around in that abyss. It's just a wonderful place to be, and a powerful touch and connection that brings that to life. So a fantastic write and a great read as well, Katie. And what did you think of the write, Katie?
I thought it was beautiful. I really enjoyed it. It was a joy to read. It was so different. I loved it. This is somebody with a great imagination. So good. There's a universe inside of you floating endlessly in your gaze. How about we just take our time and drift blindly into space? Yes, every stanza is just really lovely. The rhyme is sweet. I just thought it was a lovely poem. I really did. Capture the dream that I am in. That would be lovely. But yes, I really enjoyed this, Bear Heart. It was very well done. Thank you.
Great comment, Kay. And I think Louie's going to be calling any minute here now, so I'll check the studio.
Oh, great. Oh, she'll be here soon. Yes.
Yeah, I think so. All right, I'm going to grab the next poem here. And this is by Fabrice D. And it's called All That I Believe. Okay, here we go. There it is. All right. All That I Believe by Fabrice D. Do you believe in great games, in omens, in ground coffee grounds? For me, I only believe in your big eyes. Do you believe in fairy tales, in bad boys, in hells, paradise? For me, I only believe in your sweet lies. Do you believe in a vague god, in some saint special, in this ave against evil? For me, I only believe in the blue hours, in the rose your beauty to me outpours, in the voluptuousness of the white nights. And so deep is my faith in all that I believe, so deep is my faith in my love, always anew, that I no more live but for you. And poem. And I really liked it. You know, it was very deep and personal. It's full of emotions and has fantastic literary devices in it. Really is a wonderful write. You can feel the connection that he has to this person that he is believing. And, you know, sometimes that's all we see is the person that we are with in the world around us. And that can be quite all-encompassing. So I thought he did a beautiful job of capturing the essence of the prompt. So it's a great job, Fabrice. And what did you think, Weaver?
Again, another beautiful write. We're doing very well with the poetry tonight. Yes, I thought it was lovely. All That I Believe. And as you say, it's true. If you're so besotted and so in love with someone, they are your world. They are all you see. And anything they do is wonderful. And anything they say is witty and clever. And it's lovely. It's paradise. And so we have that here. But I like this. That last stanza was so sweet. And so deep is my faith in all that I believe. So deep is my faith in my love always anew, that I no more live but for you. Oh, so sweet. But yes, I thought it was beautifully written and it flowed wonderfully and I really enjoyed it. So thank you, Fabrice, for sharing.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to post the next poem here. And this one has a SoundCloud, so I will play the SoundCloud. This is by Intimidus Rex, and it's called Embers, Ashes, Ashes, Embers. And like I said, he has a SoundCloud, so I'll play that. Uh-oh, I'm not seeing it here. I only see my intro. Oh, no. I had to refresh the studio here. Oh, here we go. It's in the Art of Seduction. And before I get playing that, I'm going to bring Liu Wild Dove to the show. Hello, Liu.
Hi, Gray. Hi, Selena.
Hi,
Phil. And I think Katie.
Yes. Hello, darling.
Hello. Hello, sweetheart. Hi, everybody.
Ah, so good to hear you.
Well, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
Thank you for bringing a right. That's awesome. I'm going to play right.
As the day us speaks in tongues, flesh dips, Himalaya tinged, where those folds of spice spur blood's percolation, as aching ribs throb in figs unleafed composite, prickling ley lines a singe in lavic surge, threading that needle tween time and space, lost along those veils of no disgrace, threshing in sounds not commonplace, and born upon iridescent veins they race. Come, tickle and tease a synaptic burst, drilling deep to chord thirst, walk inside coral layered verse to La Petite Mort's fashioned hearse, melting in our moments, sensate traversing. I ate the vowels of our souls and found our loose consonants alive in moonlit whispers, where veritas speaks in vibrant colors, as that jade fairy midst opium haze leaves us in dark shadowed dusts, lingering immolation of embers and ashes, ashes and embers co-mingling.
What an amazing read and a fantastic write. You know, I really liked his funky way of reading. It was definitely engaging throughout. I ate the vowels of our souls and found our loose consonants alive in the moon lit whispers, where veritas speaks in vibrant colors. Just an amazing right. As that jade fairy midst opium haze leaves us in dark shadowed dust, lingering immolation. Wow, that's such an amazing write and read. What did you think, Weaver?
Son of a sea dog. Mm-hmm. My goodness. Whoa. That was so good. By golly. I mean, where was he hiding that blooming voice for all this time? I mean, don't get me wrong, I love his English accent, but that was just superb. Superb. Oh, man. Yes, I really enjoyed this. You may have guessed. I really enjoyed this. As aching ribs throb in figs and field composite, prickling ley lines a singe in lavic surge. I don't know what it means, but I love it. That's all I'm going to say. Wonderful job, Brett. I really enjoyed that. Thank you for sharing.
Beautiful comment, Weaver. Thank you for commenting. And Lee, what are your thoughts?
Oh, man, I just felt like I was in a smoky bar watching him read poetry. I mean, his voice and his vocabulary and actually it was perfect, the quote that he picked. Let's disappear into each other. I want to get lost in you. Still each one of your breath you lose while you explore every corner of my mind, by Omar Taskaran. And, you know, he did that so well. He just left us breathless. I ate the vowels of our souls and found our loose consonants alive in moonlit whispers, where Verda speaks in vibrant colors. And it just, the aching rip rob which you guys know I love that word, in figs and leaf composite, prickling lay, lines ascend, and lavic surge. I mean, everything in here was just erotic. You just got into his mind, into his voice, into his music, and you just didn't know what hit you.
That's an excellent comment, Lee. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to post the next poem, if you wouldn't mind reading this, please, Lee.
Okay. Did you post it?
Over the Falls. Over the Falls by Kim Bartless.
Okay. Over the Falls by Kay Heartless. Slide on top of my wakeboard as it heads towards the bay. Ripples over nipples in neoprene charade. You should take advantage of my rising tide. Get your hands ready to reel yourself a rare one-night ride. Your hourglass figure says the sand's sinking fast. You can't catch a big one if you don't even cast. Cocktails hours over, baby. The bubbly conservation's gone flat. Climb aboard the sailboat if you want to see the mast. I promise an adventure. Let's make every swell last. Join me somewhere over the furthest dune. Let's lose control. Let's get our minds get marooned. Fling caution to the wind. Let's make the biggest splash and flood our body's beaches before the moments pass. End poem.
Beautiful read, Lee. And if you could just read, I promise an adventure. Let's make every swell last again. That would be great.
Oh, that was a beautiful poem.
It was. You know, I really liked the nature aspect to it. You know, it really captured the essence of the world around her and, you know, brought you into this world of passion and desire and sensuality. And I thought she did that beautifully. So great write, Kay Heartless, and an excellent read, Lee. What did you think, Weaver?
Yes, this was very well read, by the way. I enjoyed that so much. But there were so many wonderful different stanzas. But I particularly like Join Me Somewhere Over the Furthest Dune. Let's Lose Control. Let Our Minds Get Marooned.
Lovely.
It was just a shout out to how much fun you can have with someone that you care about and that you love. And you can go over the falls and you can go over the top and you know, you can enjoy yourself. So I really enjoyed this. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. And Lee, what did you think?
I'm ready to get on the boat and find that mast.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. This was sensual. It was soft. It was wavy. It was watery. You just wanted to sink yourself into the sand. And, you know, there was the tease, you know. We don't have all night. This might be our last and first chance ever be together, so why waste time? You know, and that's what she says, fling caution to the wind. Let's make the biggest splash and flood our bodies beaches. Oh, God, that was so sexy. Before the moments passed. That was erotic. This was deeply erotic and emotive, and her metaphors spoke so much louder in imagery. In our little mind, my dirty little mind.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Lee. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Weaver, I've got the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Yes, of course, no problem. Just going to refresh. Refresh. Our wondrous Amalgam. Yeah, yeah. My forgotten tongue.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Here we go. For blurred prose, like the blossoms on a spring breeze. Sweet citrus florals pooling at the back of my throat. And I swallow. Senses awaken as we draw closer. Shivers pour down arching spine. Breath crackling in alert ears. Vila's hairs tingle in looping frisson. My hands stroke chiseled cheeks, thumb running over Picasso nose and across soft sfumato mouth as teeth nip lightly into the fleshy bits of my palm. Fingers swim in lustrous waves of umber hair, oozing bits of stealth in dark shadowed cavities. I drink in deep minty exhales as lips meet exuberant bramble kisses. Bodies blend like a cubic watercolor, a tangle of limbs and slanted features. Sparkling laughs erupt from your lopsided smile, plastered on my glowing face. End poem.
Well, beautiful read. And, you know, this reads like a painting. You know, you can see all this as you read through it. You whisper blurred prose like blossoms on a spring breeze. Sweet citrus florals pooling at the back of my throat, and I swallow. And then the next one is sentences awaken as we draw closer. Shivers pour down arching spine, crackling in alert ears. Vella's hairs tingle in looping frisson. Yeah, an amazing write with incredible imagery, and you could really feel the passion bleeding out of this write quite wonderfully. So great job, Katie. What did you think, Lee?
Well, I thought this was beautiful. It was deeply sensuous. It just made me think, especially with this line, teeth nip lightly into the fleshy bits of my palm. When you're thinking about somebody or you're reading something they've written and you bite your finger or your palm to hold back the breath and, you know, the excitement. And I just could see this in my mind. And then it just starts going into the fingers, swim in lustrous waves of umber hair, losing bits of self in dark shadowed cavities. I drink deeply minty exhales as lips meet in assurant bramble kisses. Ah, just beautiful and sensual. Oh, these are just lovely.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Lee. All right, I'm going to grab the next poem here. And paste that to the group. Gesundheit, thank you. You heard me. I appreciate that. All right, so this is called Inevitable by Ruby224. Your fingertip touch mine. Oh, sorry, one second. I gotta put it in desktop mode here. Your fingertip touched mine as I held my crystal glass. The electricity bolt nearly made me drop and smash it. Your eyes locked mine in. I lost control of my sight, unable to look away and see the world around us. You whispered endearments that melted my heart. A kiss stole my breath. It lingered forever, then more. I gasped as your hand slipped down my spine, body shifting slightly, finding perfect alignment, hearts beating in breast against chest, pulse pounding. My mouth was dry except when you deeply French kissed it. I was losing myself to your ministrations and wondered what happened next. Two strangers become intimate, dancing in a secluded alcove of a smoky, sultry jazz bar. Could only go so far. I was experiencing a full sensual massage that I couldn't let finish. My head was slightly reeling from adrenaline and oxytocin overload. I felt fuzzy and divine and delicious, slightly intoxicated on red wine and lust. I needed what your eyes said they wanted. My place was nearer. Breathlessly, we ran down the deserted midnight boulevard and up the three flights of stairs to my loft. The chill of the air had punched a pinhole in our lust. We looked at each other. The question evaporated, and I pulled him inside. I didn't beg him to stay, because I wouldn't. In my tingling, pulsing body, I knew I didn't need to. So I kicked off my shoes at the door and waited until he followed suit. I dropped my accessories on the floor. He copied. My hair undone from his clips, from its clips, flowed over my skin as the dress slipped seductively down my body to the floor. He had the idea now, too. Suit discarded. Gently, I guided him to the bed. Black satin felt cool and somehow decadent. And naked hot bodies, on naked hot bodies, that question of what happens next, no longer a problem. The trail of evidence of our hunger could be tidied away in the morning. End poem. Wow. That was a beautiful, right? You know, really captures the essence of two strangers coming together and finding that special connection that leads them to intimacy and into each other quite beautifully. And I really enjoyed it throughout. You know, it was a pleasure to read it. It had great, great imagery and flow. You could feel the French kisses, and it was really, you know, you could feel the hand down the spine, and I thought it was just a beautiful write. So, great job, Ruby. What did you think, Weaver?
Well, that was a beautiful read, by the way. I enjoyed it very much. Yes, it's an amazing feeling when you're with somebody who, when they touch you, you feel it through your entire body. It's an amazing feeling. It's such an electric shock, but it tingles. Uh-huh. It doesn't hurt. It just tingles. And it's when your breath starts to become a gasp and you can hardly breathe through the joy. I think it's beautifully written. I thought it was really lovely. And it does take you to all of those things that happen when you first meet somebody. I love the fact that they made it upstairs and then it was so cold they thought, well, let's not bother. So cool. I love that. I thought it was so cool. But that would happen. You're thinking, I'm not taking my clothes off. Place is freezing cold. But but luckily, lust heats you up again, so you're laughing. So I thought it was beautifully done. I really enjoyed it. So thank you for sharing that with us, Ruby.
Thank you, Katie. Great comment. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
You know what? What I loved about this is the nuances of, you know, when you meet somebody for the first time, which Katie was bringing out. You never know, you know, you can have a drink with somebody and it just never does anything. But there's that once in a lifetime thing where it's just somebody just knocks you literally out of your shoes, that when they touch you, that electric spark. And then when you look in their eyes and you can't stop looking at them, and everything around you just fades away as nothing. All you see is their eyes and their lips and the way that they're moving, and you know how she says that it lingered, and then the way that he touched her. You know, it wasn't this aggressive machismo, you know, attack on a woman where she felt violated. He was sensual. He was romantic. And he was a gentleman, you know. He gently grasped as her hand slipped down his spine, you know, body shifting slightly, finding pertinent alignment. When you just, you know, you walk up to each other and then he moves you or she moves you into the spot that she wants where your bodies are aligned, and you can feel his chest and your chest, and you know that I don't know how else to say it, and nipples touching nipples. I guess is the best way to say it. And then, you know, of course, you're you know, with me, my mouth would get dry because I'm excited, and you know, it kind of like, you know, it's not exasperation as it more is the temptation that is coming. And then for him to wet your mouth and start making your mouth wet when you kiss him. Ah, there's so many things. I could literally go through her whole poem all the way to the temptation that fulfills itself at the end, the hunger, you know, dropping their clothes everywhere. Oh, yes, like whatever, you know. Our clothes can be strewn in shoes and socks and nylons, and everything can be all over the floor, but you don't care. You want to move to the, she moves him to the bed so that, you know, their hunger could be satiated.
Absolutely. Excellent comment, Lee. Thank you so much. And would you mind reading the next one, Lee, please?
Okay, let me refresh. Okay, I'm going to have to, hold on. I'm going to have to enlarge this because this is really small writing. And I'm getting rubies again, so hold on. Okay, please, please, please. Here we go. By hats?
Yes.
When love and lust are twins. This evening, when the night comes in a black gown lying next to you, inner fires burn. A song is heard in my womb. The ruby jewel roars in the veins. You squeeze my juices until dawn. The fire burns, consume me whole, down to the leg twitches and twisted toes. Satin sheets whisper around naked bodies, over and over again in poem.
Beautiful read, Lou. And I liked it. You know, she really captured the essence of both prompts quite beautifully. You know, it's definitely full of unique word choices and, you know, like perfect pairings between jewel and rubies. I really found it beautiful. Quite an interesting poem for sure. What did you think, Weaver?
Yes, definitely interesting. Yes, I've been reading it again. But I love the title. So clever. When love and lust are twins. This evening, when the night comes in a black gown, lying next to you, inner fires burn. It's very, very beautiful read, by the way, as well. But yes, it's this fire. This is a real fire. This fire burns, consumes me whole, down to leg twitches and twisted toes. Ah, yes, certainly feeling everything in this one, over and over again. I think it's very well written, and it portrays this the love, which is a lust as well. You don't always get that. You know, you get love, which is sweet and nice. But when lust comes along hand in hand with it, then we're talking, we mean business. Yes, I thought it was very well done. And I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Hat, for sharing that with us.
Excellent comment. Thank you. And Lee, what did you think?
You know what? I thought that this is just beautifully penned. I loved her description, especially her opening stanza. This evening when the night comes in a black gown lying next to you. And I saw that she had used another word for black. She used cassock. But I noticed that she got several comments in here. You know, when we're expressing ourselves sensually, you don't tell the guy or the girl, stop, that's not, stop, you know, that's not what I want. You know, this is an expression of yourself and your writing. And I would have loved the way she wrote it. I'm glad that she kept the last stanza in, because, you know, that is one of the things that what the quote was talking about, to just lay your, you know, lay your shoes at the door, let your coat stay on the chair, let your coat stay on the chair. Oh, well, she wrote it twice, but let your clothes stay on the floor and let your body stay next to mine. Just stay. And that is the whole problem. You know, most people love to be intimate more than one time, you know, to feel the juices running down and your body burning and to be consumed, like she said, the fire burns, consume me whole. And I thought that she did this beautifully, where she said satin around naked bodies over and over again, you know, and it just reminded me when, you know, you hear people saying, yes, 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 you know, I mean, that's what you do. And then, boy, you just can't wait until everybody recovers and you can do it again.
Yes. Beautiful comment, Lee. Thank you so much. Okay, Weaver, I've got your poem up, and you have a SoundCloud, so I will play that.
Those nights when I'm alone give me time to contemplate about how I tingle when you're near. This cannot simply be just fate. I want your hands, your soft lips. I need your slick, sleek length, your touch so knowledgeable, your deep blue eyes, intense. The bronze shimmer of your skin, our hearts in sync, beating as one. You breathe out, I breathe you in. Perhaps the world would see us differently, consider our love a sin. Circumstances forced us together. We can't allow convention to win.
Well, amazing read. And I love the right, you know, I really love that ending. We can't allow convention to win. You know, some things are unconventional, and yet they're beautiful and meant to be, in my opinion. So I think this union was definitely on the ladder, you know, meant to be, because there's such a lust and a longing for this person. And you can feel that as you read the poem. So I thought you did a beautiful job on this, Weaver. Excellent job. What did you think, Lee?
Well, you know, one thing, I love the way she read this and that breathy, lusty voice that Katie has, you know. And, you know, it's true. Those nights when I'm alone give me time to contemplate. I love that. How I tingle when you're near. And, oh, yeah, I want your hands, your soft lips. I need your slick, sleek length. Your touch so knowledgeable. You know, somebody that wants to please you. And, you know, when your heartbeat is one and you breathe out, you know, and perhaps the world will see us differently, consider our love a sin. You know, I really don't, you know, people cannot see what is going on in others' lives. They only see what could possibly be just what they see, but without knowing the depth of the love that's there and the conversations and getting into that other person's mind on how they think. And that is just so, a brain is just, and I've said this before, a sexual brain, a nerdy brain is just something worth licking. I agree with Katie.
Thank you, my dear. So nice.
Would you like to say anything about your poem, Katie?
Not really, apart from the fact that it kind of evolved itself. That's why in the AN I put, the end of this poem has been deliberately less vague. because, to be perfectly frank, I didn't know where I wanted to take it. I had made it quite clear that it was different from the norm, but I don't know if I wanted to put a label on it. I just wanted everybody else to read it and make up their own mind on it, more or less. So that's why it was left like that.
Right. Okay. Thank you. All right, Lou, you have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Rising Tide, Sunset Kisses by Vamped Vixen. Lay me down on peak's end as colors of the sunset wash over us. Kiss me farewell by the fading summer light, salt still lingering on your lips from days spent guarding sand castles too close to the shore. Waves crash like thunder as we drown, side by side in seaweed undertow, sinking into the sand, salt water filling lungs, your touch like lightning as seagulls cry, ocean tide keeps rising. Caught in the undertow, drowning in your riptide, there is nothing on our horizon. Waves keep crashing onto our shore. So kiss me just one more time as the sky above us darkens, day turning into our night. And when shooting stars start to shine and sparkle, grant me one last wish. Leave me some sand in my shoes. Oh, that was an unexpected last one. I loved it.
Fabulous read, Leah. I'd like to hear you read it again if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lay me down on pink sands as colors of the sunset wash over us. Kiss me farewell by the fading summer light. Sail, salt still lingering on your lips from days spent guarding sand castles too close to the shore. I mean, that's just fantastic, you know, imagery to bring you in on this poem. And then I really like the way she took it out with lead me. So, and when shooting stars start to shine and sparkle, grant me one last wish. Leave me some sand in my shoes. Yeah, very rich. And fabulous imagery and word choices in this beautiful write. We're now into Pam's leftovers from her our seduction contest called quote contest. A sunset is the sun's weary kiss to the night. So thank you so much for that, Vixen and Pam, for sharing. And you did a beautiful job of reading it, Lou. What did you think, Katie?
Yes, that was a beautiful read, Lou. I really enjoyed that. Yes, this is sensual, but gentle, I think. There's lots of lingering. There's lots of waves crash like thunder as we drown. That's that wonderful image of that film. It's an American film. It's black and white, I think. And in those days, I think it might have been the 50s or the 60s, about 50s, they didn't mention sensuality. What you had were these two characters of the film, man and woman, lying on the sand, kissing each other. And then suddenly the waves come sweeping in and sweeping out and sweeping in and sweeping out. You never see them again. All you see is the water. Talk about innuendo. So good. That was my first experience. I thought, nice. I mean, of waves, nothing else. And I think this is just lovely. I really enjoyed this. I thought it was beautiful. And the sky darkens and turns to night. And that last line, as you said, was a lovely surprise. It lightened everything, didn't it? Yeah. Beautifully written. I really enjoyed it. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you for your fantastic comment, Weaver. And Louie, what did you think of the poem?
She had gorgeous imagery all through here. You know, like Kiss Me Farewell by the Fading Summer Light, salt still lingering on your lips. You know, you could just see that, and you could just taste that salty kiss. And, you know, she talked about waves crash like thunder as we drown side by side in seaweed undertow, sinking into sand, salt water filling lungs, your touch like lightning, as seagulls cry, our ocean tides keep rising, the liquid essence of love, you know, and the saltiness of the taste of bodies, and how somebody can just, you know, make it feel as if you're being struck by thunder. And, you know, the seagulls crying, you know, the outcry of your voice and lovemaking. And, you know, and that tide just keeps rising. Ah, gorgeous imagery, gorgeous poem.
Thank you, Lee. Great comment. Okay, I've got the next poem up here. This is called Beautiful Sunset by Mystic Muse. 1 second while I switch to my desktop view. All right. Would tears flow if our eyes meet and adrenaline fill our bright, our spine with butterflies as all earthly woes turn to dust? Would our spirits shed webs of time, renewing our existence as though drinking from the fountain of youth? Is love that powerful to defy physical deterioration and create a new dawn in the evening of our days? Perhaps our hearts can find youthful zest once more, pulling it down from the dusty closet shelf of faded memories. Maybe the dry riverbed of passing years will spring forth with waters anew, and we can again sip the sweet nectar of passion. Is it silly to think that love can turn back the wrinkled hands of time? But it can provide us with a beautiful sunset that we together may share in poem. Well, I really enjoyed that, you know. Very, you know, it really is, it's beautiful. Right from the start, would tears flow if our eyes met and adrenaline filled our spine, and what butterflies, with butterflies, as all earthly woes turn to dust? I really like the questioning aspect of this poem, and, the dry riverbed of passing tears will spring forth with waters anew, and we can again sip the sweet nectar of passion. You know, when you get old, I guess, you know, a lot of people lose that, the fire that's in them, and don't really connect to that, the passion that is in them. And, you know, you'd hope to find somebody that could bring that to life and renew that for you, such as in this rite. So a fantastic rite on finding passion with the one you love, as the sun sets that you share together are full of love and passion. So excellent, right? Mystic Muse, a.k.a. Dave. And what did you think, Weaver?
Oh, I agree. This was a lovely poem. It's sad, isn't it? I mean, it really is. Because although you get older and things are not the way they once were, unfortunately, your memory is just as good as it was then. So you've got the double sword of yes, you feel sexy and you want to feel wanted. You know, damn fine, it's not going to happen, but you remember how well it happened, how good it was before, and you think, well, that's not much fun. So I mean, bad enough getting old, you know. I don't mind getting old, but let me lose my memories, please. I don't want to remember those days. It makes you feel so bad. Yeah, I think this is beautifully written, and it's true. It's very, very true. I've always said that once you reach a certain age, come invisible. You are no longer a person. You're just a number, as our prisoner used to say he wasn't. Yeah, beautifully written. Yeah, I keep looking at the stanzas. I can't think of one that I want to pull out, because they're all so good. But I love the last one.
Oh, they're all good.
Yeah, they're all very good. But that last one, it is silly to think that love can turn back the wrinkled hands of time. Oh, yes, get in there. But it can provide us with a beautiful sunset that we together may share. Well, that's no compensation. I can see a sunset anytime. I want my wrinkled hands turned back immediately, please. I thought it was very clever, Mr. Muse. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Excellent comment, Katie. And Lee, what are your thoughts?
I think this is one of the most beautiful love poems that I've read on here recently. You know, the thing is that we can't do anything about aging, but I do believe it's what's in your mind. And, you know, I have seen couples in their 80s and 90s. When you look at their eyes and the way they kiss each other, as if they saw that same person when they were 15 or 16. You know, I do believe in this type of love. I do believe that no matter how old we are, when we see somebody and our minds connect, you feel those butterflies. And you know what? Even though our mind may still be young, we still have those emotions. And I think with age, it's more precious because you're more like a fine wine, a beautiful violin that needs to be played. And I do believe when you see somebody like that, you don't see yourself as you are. You see yourself, your inner self blossoms again, and you do feel young. And even though you may feel all dried up like a riverbed, you know, and somebody gives you that kiss and that sparkle in your eye and that cup of coffee, you know, that sweet nectar of passion. Passion doesn't always have to be intimate. It can be many, many other things that endear and those sparks and the flames, they're constantly like, when you get a poker and you rekindle that fire, those embers never stop burning. And in, you know, those, yeah, you do get wrinkles. You know, who doesn't get wrinkles? You know, the thing is that you sit on that rocking chair or, you know, with a blanket and you're sharing coffee and talking and sharing your memories. And, you know, you can look over them, even though you're sitting in those rocking chairs, and you can tell them, oh, man, you still be a hot puppy. So I loved this poem.
Beautiful comment, Lou. Thank you. All right, I'm going to post this link again, if you wouldn't mind reading this, please, Lou.
Okay. Fiery Rays of Passion by Jenny the Deep. Your mongol luminescent ray orbits around my inviting soft, succulent, sultry, pink mound. Every kiss ignites a fiery sunset within my soul. Passion, our hearts would be so cold. Bedroom games we play as the sun sets into the crystal lit night. Our flames never forfeit, arousing me with your sunlight kisses tonight. Takes us into the horizon, floating on cloud nine. In our soft quartz cloud bed, round and round, flamboyantly up and down, sunrise to sundown. You bring the stars out into the amethyst sky, entering sanctuary. Away we fly. End poem.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Gorgeous poems.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, you really brought that to life with your read and your breathiness. You do a fantastic sensual read, Lou, I'm going to tell you. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, I enjoyed the poem. You know, your mangoluminescent ray orbits around my inviting, soft, succulent, sultry pink mound. Every kiss ignites a fairy sunset within my soul. Without passions, our heart would be cold, would be so cold. And I agree. I mean, you know, passion, desire, love, those things that keep the fire going in our life, I think. And, you know, we always want to be connected to those things or grow cold without them. So I thought she captured that quite beautifully. And she did an amazing job on her right. You know, it was definitely visceral, emotional, engaging, and powerful, right? So thank you for sharing, Jenny. And Liu, what did you think? Or sorry, Weaver, what did you think?
Yes, I agree with everything you said, both of you. Yeah, it was a powerful, powerful poetry. And fiery rays. That's a lovely phrase, isn't it? Fiery rays of passion. Give me a moment. There we are. That last stanza is so sweet, though, isn't it? In our soft quartz cloud bed, round and round, flamboyantly up and down, sunrise, sundown, you bring the stars out into the amethyst sky, entering my intergalactic sanctuary. Away we fly. Yeah, I like that. I like the fact she does often do this. She brings this sort of galactic or intergalactic or alien buzz to the poem that she's writing. Not always, obviously, but occasionally. And I enjoy that. So yeah, that first line, though, is so cool. Your mango luminescent ray orbits around my inviting, soft, succulent, sultry pick mound. I'm presuming that's not blancmange. I'm sorry. I'm just visualizing my grandma putting a big plate of blancmange on the lunch on the Sunday lunch table. No, she wouldn't. Oh, my mind, honestly, I tell you, it's quite scary. It goes off in a different direction. I apologize, people. Nobody would even know what blancmange is. Anyway.
What is it?
Well,
what is it, a pie or
it's a
pudding?
If you can imagine a jelly, but instead of being the color of a jelly, it's milky. It's a kind of milky white blancmange jelly. It wobbles, but it's got a unique taste. Yeah, it's got a really unique taste. It's nothing like, it's only the fact that it wobbles makes it like a jelly. White, eat white, is it's French. Blancmange, blancmange.
Yeah, I've heard
white.
Of it, but I'm going to have to go look that up.
Yeah,
but that would
cool.
be delicious to eat.
Oh, it was. It was lovely. Oh, it was really lovely. Perhaps not as lovely as the soft, succulent, salty pink mound, but it did for Sunday lunch. So, you know.
Nothing
goodness.
But a sweet dessert.
Oh, nothing. Oh, I love them. I've been telling the ladies I've been making peanut butter cookies.
I love peanut butter cookies.
Three ingredients and you've got these wonderful cookies. I actually grate ginger, you know, fresh ginger. I grate that into them. Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful. Anyway, sorry, Jenny, we're going to the cookery section. I bet you didn't know we had that. So, yes, very well written, and I really enjoyed it. And thank you for sharing, Jenny.
Absolutely. Great comment, Weaver. And Louie, what did you think?
You know, Weaver? Me. You just asked Weaver.
Yeah, you, Louie.
You said Weaver Mokoto. You know what? I love this poem because, you know, she starts off with, you know, the luminescent orbs, and then, you know, I could see the inviting, soft, succulent, sultry pink mound. Every kissing night, a fiery sunset in my soul. You could, you know, you do. When you're in love, and it doesn't matter how old you are, you radiate. It's radiated. People can see the happiness in your face. And, you know, who doesn't like bedroom gaze, games that arouse you with sun-like kisses, that fiery kiss. And, I, you know, and then her last stanza, you know, our soft quartz bed round and round, flamboyantly up and down, which I smiled when I read that, sunrise to sundown. And then you bring the stars out into the amethyst sky, entering my intergalactic sanctuary. You know, when somebody can really take you to the moon and stars. Yeah. I'm ready for takeoff.
Yeah. So we can put a picture of that pudding in the group for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I want to see it. Oh, yes. Mwah! I could lick that to the bottom. That looks so yummy.
It does. Absolutely. All right, Weaver, I've got the next poem up. If you wouldn't mind giving that a read, please.
At my pleasure. I will just refresh. I'm going to see if I can get it. Oh, is it Into the Horizon I Breathe?
It is, yes.
Thank you. I've got it. Okay. My Angel 3, Into the Horizon I Breathe. Breathe in the horizon. Time to take back my love's perspective. To me, he's like an oil painting, timeless and reflective. Old games revamped, Hot Wheels to ride the storm. His willful stance aloof, elusive and forlorn. Cooler than the ice caps, wrapped around his hardened gaze. He melts my will with one cool flick, never ceasing to amaze. Breathe in the horizon, lost in south node transmission. To me, he's like the color black, ever in fashion, with new sensation. Old tunes reamped, tempered wave to thrust the speech. His sunset induces splendor in awe, but his sunshine is far from reach. Heavier than Mohammed's mountain, denser than Jupiter's floating sphere. Sometimes I wish he'd silence those thoughts. Though I long for his essence to be near. Breathe in the horizon, bemused by his lifelong plan. To me, he's like a pastel prayer, colors crumbling in my hand. New vibes now stamped, imprinted into my veins. A lesson halting speeding tracks as the memory of him restrains. With every thought stabbing, protected heart of hearts, he is like the butterfly when all logic falls apart. Flapping wings and chain reaction, the sense and sensibility of action. To me, he is my left hemisphere, controlling my beating heart. Breathe in the horizon, time to take back my love's perspective. To me, he's like an oil painting, priceless yet subjective. To me, he is an exquisite Monet, perfected and projected into the horizon. I breathe. End poem.
Beautiful read, Weaver. And I really like the poem. You know, she is fantastic on capturing the art of enjoying somebody and loving them. Breathe in the horizon, bemused by his lifelong plan. To me, he's a pastel pole, colors crumbling in my hand. New vibes, now stamped, imprinted into my veins, a lesson halting speeding tracks as the memory of him restrains. Just beautifully worded. I enjoyed the poem. Honestly, it was quite a wonderful, imagery-filled, metaphorically rich poem, which really captures the imagination and the heart. So, beautiful job, my Angels 3. And, Louie, what did you think?
I thought that Katie read this beautifully. I love her imagery. You know, I could see in her mind's eye where she says, time to take back my love's perspective. to me, he's like an oil painting, and I love how she describes him, how he has hot wheels ride the storm, his whistle stance aloof, elusive and forlorn, cooler than ice caps, wrapped around his hardened gray. He melts my will with one cool flick, never ceasing to amaze. You know, men have all different types of personalities. And, you know, she sees through that aloof personality who he is deeper because she's in love with him. You know, because she says it here, his sunset induces splendor and awe, but his sunrise is far from reach. You know, her descriptions and her emotions are beautifully penned. You know, to me, he's like a pastel prayer. Oh, she's just got beautiful things. And then she sees his softer side. And, you know, sometimes men do not always show that to other people, but to somebody that they feel safe with. He is like a butterfly. When all logic falls apart, you know, and, you know, her sensing that and, you know, loving him when, you know, when he allows himself to be seen by her. And then when he has that cool, you know, man stance where he is his own man. And I thought that she caught so beautifully in her poem.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment, Louie. Thank you so much. And Weaver, what did you think of the poem that you read?
Yes, it was wonderful. It was a delight to read. I love the repetition. I always do enjoy that anyway, but I love this repetition. Breathe in the horizon. But the words are just plucked so beautifully from the ether. Lost in south node transmutation. To me, he's like the color black, ever in fashion with new sensation. Old tunes reamped. Clever, very clever. I do love the way the words are played with. And I like the idea, a lesson halting speeding tracks as the memory of him restrains. It's all memories, isn't it? Yeah. What would we be without them? But yeah, again, the past. So yes, it was lovely. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment, Katie. Okay, I've got the next poem up. This is called On the Beat by Cedar Chapman. And I'm going to give this a read. On the beach. We ignore the bits of sand and quartz that nestle their way up our thigh, rubbing each fold and crevice that hide our flaws. I ponder how I managed to snare a creature like you, one whose beauty is so sacred, even nature above must retaliate by setting the sky on fire, dunking the tangerine sun beneath the black ocean that reflects an image less fair, spewing steamy clouds that twirl magenta and fuchsia hues like an acrylic artist with exotic colors that dance the tango on her palette. Our bodies grind alongside foamy waters that caresses the sand so flat. It is pure. It is perfection. It is our union for one night. Your moans meld to the sound of seawater gently pounding down on the undulating, mercuric ripples while gulls croon above to join us in our savory moment, serenading us with their envy. Still, she tries to draw attention away from the sparks that flare off our naked skin, plucks innocent stars from mauve lips that kiss the face of twilight, tossing them on the water surface to scintillate like diamond glitter on her crest and troughs. But it is to no avail, for tonight we are the gods. She can only watch, extinguish her vanity, and bathe our bare backs in her dim moonlight. It was wonderful, right? Beautifully written. I like all the nature scenes. And you could feel their connection as they share this moment on the beach together, making love with the moon on their back. So, yeah, I thought it was just totally endearing and heartfelt throughout. So, excellent. Right, Cedar, thank you for sharing. Katie, what did you think?
Yes, it was lovely, wasn't it? I love the first stanza. Sand and quartz that nestle their way up our thigh, rubbing each fold and crevice that hide our flaws. It's so true. That's the one thing about sand. It gets places. It gets to places other things can't reach. Oh, dear. And then that, you have this lovely, I mean, it must be so nice to have something like this written to you. I ponder how I managed to snare a creature like you, one whose beauty is so sacred, even nature above must retaliate by setting the sky on fire, dunking the tangerine sun beneath the black ocean that reflects an image less fair. Yet beautifully, beautifully written. But yes, I really enjoyed this. I thought it flowed so well, and it was just a wonderful ode to somebody that's cared for. So thank you so much, Cedar, for sharing with us.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Katie. And Lee, what did you think?
Okay. I want to congratulate him on his gold medal. This was beautifully penned. His imagery and the emotion all throughout, you know, his metaphors were just gorgeous. I love this. Okay, hold on. Our bodies grind alongside foamy waves that caress the sand so flat, pure. It is perfection. It is our union for the night. Your moans melt to the sound of seawater gently pounding down on the undulating decuric ripples while gulls croon above to join us in our savory moment, serrating us with their envy. Oh, that was just gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. Beautiful, Cedar.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you, Lee. And I'd like to welcome Robbie on board. Hello, Robbie.
Hey,
hello, everyone.
Robbie.
Hello, Louie.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Robbie. How are you tonight?
Oh, pretty good. My mind's been in a especially visceral mood today, and I thought I'd ride the train and and go along with that. And it's just in that, you know, sometimes your mind is just in that really vivid mood. Like everything it takes in is just like times 10, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agreed.
Spring has that effect on me.
Yeah.
So did you get a chance to hear the last poem that was read?
Yes. I think this is the first time that I've heard this extended of a metaphor for the beach, for a poem. Like usually the beach is, I find that, not all the time, but a lot of the time when the beach is mentioned in a sensual poem, it's like alluded to, or like it's a component, or even if it's not, even if it's like the whole poem, the poem's not quite as extensive or long as this. So it was interesting to hear the metaphor, the beach, in an extended, this as a central theme in an extended poem here. And it made me think of, I kind of connected to it in terms of, I was lucky enough to be in Maui in my 20s, and I was on the beach with my toes. It's such a vivid memory. My toes were dug in the sand, and the sun had just set, and it was cool, and the sand was nice and cool, and it just made me think of that scene and then try to extend that into, well, what would that scene have been like if there was a special someone right beside me, right? And it just was kind of cool to me that I knew some of the feelings of the poem in terms of the sensory stuff, like the cool sand, the rushing waves and that. And I like the at the end here, but to no avail, for tonight we are the gods. I always like that kind of an elevation in a poem where because of what's happening, you know, you've become more than mortal with somebody. I've always liked that idea. And so I enjoyed seeing that at the end of the poem. And just the images in general, they were very well done. Like, they're visceral and they're very, I'm not too sure what the word is. Like, complicated isn't the right word. That's too technical. But like, they were very elaborately constructed, but not ungainly. You know, they were still easy to engage with.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you for calling in, Robbie, and thank you for that wonderful comment. I'm going to post the next poem here, and I believe if you would mind giving this a read, please.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why he does not. Hold on. Oh, okay. Oh, by Pam Ray? Translated. By Pam Ray. I want to translate your thoughts into kisses, lips pressed against skin, tongues that taste the fruit of an ancient tongue. I want to feel the rising sun of your cognitive embrace. You crave allegiance into the strength of your bones. I want you to know the soliloquy in my sighs. And when I rise up to meet the demands of your flesh, I want you to read eternity in the light of my eyes. End poem.
Well, beautiful room. And, you know, I really love the poem. You know, it speaks to getting to know somebody on another level, you know, to get to know their mind and their spirit and their thoughts. You know, I want to feel the rising sun of your cognitive embrace, to carve allegiance into the strength of your bones. I want you to know the soliloquy within my eyes. Yeah, just beautiful poem, Pam. Thank you so much for sharing. Katie, what did you think?
Sorry, I was on mute. And then I dropped it. Yes, I thought this was wonderful. That picture's so sweet, isn't it? Student days when you couldn't afford furniture. There you are. Couldn't afford shoes either, probably. I want to translate your thoughts into kisses, lips pressed against skin, tongues that taste the fruit of an ancient language. That's just beautiful. I want to feel the rising sun I pick a word I can't barely pronounce. Oh, sorry. Oh, dear. Yes, we'll cross over that one. I thought it was very well done. I really enjoyed it. It flowed so beautifully. And that last two lines, I want to read eternity in the light of your eyes. Beautifully done. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. It was a joy, Pam. Thank you.
Thank you, Weaver. And Robbie, what did you think?
Well, with this poem, one of the things I noticed is when it talks about carve allegiance into the strength of your bones, I liked hearing that image there, because a lot of times when you talk about etching something into bones or something similar in poetry, a lot of times that's like with darker images, but it was nice to see that here, to hear that here in a sensual poem, and that's an image like that in a sensual poem always makes it so primal, so deep. You know, when you're talking about that kind of thing, like, you know, I can feel your presence in my bones and, you know, that sort of thing. And just the general idea of this poem is something that I really enjoy, because of the idea of translation and the way this translation is being made, translating thoughts into kisses, all the actions being translated, lips pressed against skin, tongues that taste, and just the way that whole idea was carried throughout. And with the picture there, I like when they have like something like, it's a simple picture, and it's kind of like not quite a stark realism, but something kind of close. It's a slice of life. It's a moment in time. And when you have like the simple moments of time matched up with a poem that goes really deep, it really creates this unique and the wonderful resonance. It's like you're watching a simple moment in the picture, but it's unfolding into a more vivid moment of time. Like Wordsworth's spots of time, as he called them. So that's mm-hmm. what I got from this read.
Wow, great comment. Thank you so much. And Lou, you read it. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Beautifully penned by Pam. You know, the word translated can mean so many different things. You know, for me, the translation was, let's just say this is a poet that she's in love with, or a poem that was shared between two lovers, and that intense look on her face is setting, you know, what he's trying to say, what are his thoughts, and, you know, and especially if somebody, Robbie had made you had made a comment earlier that somebody had read you a poem, and, you know, you can I could just listen to this person
sound
and watch. mm-hmm. And listen to this person and watch their lips read poems. And then, of course, then you start thinking, oh, God, I want those lips on my skin. I want to taste that wet fruit of your tongue. And that way she said, as an ancient language, the twin souls, finding somebody that you connect with automatically. And she says, in your cognitive embrace, you know, and I, you know, one of the things, no matter how we age, we have our minds, and our minds still carry that passion, and it still can be shared with other people, especially right here. I want you to know the soliloquy of my side. That, you know, that personal moment of whatever it is, the size of lovemaking, the size of just being with that person, the size of just listening to somebody read and watching their lips. And I just thought this was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment, Lou. Thank you for sharing. Okay, Katie, I'm posting the next one, if you wouldn't mind giving that a read, please.
Yes, of course, my pleasure. I'm going to get myself out of this. Refresh. Like the Clothes You Wear by
Phil,
yes. That one? Yeah, excellent. Well, this will be great. Like the Clothes You Wear, I fill my eyes. Let me ease the troubles of your worried mind. Let me free you of your indignities, erasing all the shame and guilt you have ever carried. Come to me, love. Shed them like the clothes that you wear. Let me be all that you carry, all that you wear this very night. Allow me to help you carry the burdens of all your yesterdays. I want you to experience the weightlessness of all your tomorrows. Come, love. Remove them like the clothes that you wear. Let me be the only weight you feel upon your frame tonight. Permit me to bathe you in my light, removing the stains of days long gone, so that you may see the true beauty that is you. Come, love, remove them like the clothes you wear. Gaze into the mirror of us and let it show you the reflection of who you really are. End poem.
Beautiful read, Katie. And I really like the write, you know, the thought of somebody erasing your shame and your guilt, you know, just by their presence is a magical thing. And, you know, some people do have that ability to wash away all the stains as you bathe in their light. You know, you feel the true self that you really are. And I thought it was beautiful, excellent, emotive, and powerful, right? What did you think, Lou?
You know, I had told Phil this before that I thought, and now that I heard it read by Katie, I still believe this was more beautiful than the quote that she penned for. You know, to give your lover a sanctuary where you don't constantly beat them up like the world beats them up, where they feel trusted, where they feel safe. You know, and sometimes we can kick ourselves worse than anybody can kick us, but for you to take their hands and their face and kiss them and, you know, just to let them know that whatever indignities that people are stamped upon you, with me, they're no longer there because, you know, she simply says that, come to me, my love. Shed them like the clothes that you wear. Let me be all that you carry, all that you wear this night, to make somebody allow them to be themselves. And, you know, that's what you want, you know, for somebody to love you for who you are, to take the stains of the day. And, you know, she says, and again, here she goes again. Come, love, remove them. Clothes you wear. Gaze into the mirror of us and let us show you the reflection of who you really are. And for somebody to see past that and to see who you truly are and allow you to believe in yourself and the person that is loving you.
Beautiful comment, Lou. Thank you so much. And Robbie, what are your thoughts?
Well, this makes me want to play with that idea myself of the clothes and what kind of directions you can go with there, metaphor-wise in that. And one of the things I noticed it right away with it says reflection of who you really are and the way the words trail off. And like just the way that trails, that makes you read it, that audio-wise, that trail off is effective. And I don't think it was intended, but you could almost think of that as like the removal of the clothes, like the clothes sliding off. Like visually, that kind of it reminded me of that, which I thought was wonderful. And it just the poem made me tune into some of my own ideas or my mind state, like in terms of being, I'm very empathic, extremely empathic, sometimes to my detriment maybe. And it was because like with this poem we were talking about the removal of someone's stains in that, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be in the romantic sense, although it often is, but just I just like really commiserated with the idea of what it's like to be in someone's presence and be able to remove some of those stains from their soul. So in that sense, I really vibed with it on a personal level.
Great comment. Thank you so much. And Weaver, what did you think?
Yes, I like the format too. I thought it was very easy to read, but I just love the little twist at the end where it was flying off down the page. Very cleverly done. And I liked every stanza, but again, that last stanza is always wonderful. Come, love, remove them like the clothes you wear. Gaze into the mirror of us and let it show you the reflection of who you really are. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was very well written, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. And, Robbie, there are no male poems left. I don't know if you wanted to read a poem from a female or not. Either that or
please. I would love to hear Robbie read a female poem. This is fantastic. Watching you, Robbie, because I'm an empath too.
you want to see if I'm, you want to, in other words, you want to see if I squirm, is that it?
Ooh, Stelina. Oh, boy. I can't wait.
Whenever you're ready, Robbie.
Okay, I'm just going to increase the font here a bit, as it was a little, there we go. Okay, ooh. So here we go with, this is Una Noche de Pasión, light the candles infused with cinnamon, scatter the rose petals on the water, fragrant oils and deep caresses await you. My hands slide beneath your shirt, slowly slipping it from your shoulders as I press against your chest, my lips brushing your neck enticingly. Sliding my leg up your thigh, I unzip slowly, your passion grows beneath my touch, leading you to the warm, perfumed water. You recline gently. I pour water from a china pitcher over you. My fingers massage through your lush, dark hair. Your nerves awaken, sending chills down my spine. Your body glistens as I adorn it with scented sandalwood, stroking suggestively to intoxicate, to arouse, to inflame. Your whispered words of desire kindle my blood. Then, as your eyes smolder, eagerly awaiting, I unlace and slip into the water, skin sliding against yours, as finally our lips meet and we begin our dance of love. And I had to whisper at one point. I was going to whisper at the other point, but then I forgot to. So then I was like, and Paul.
That was a fantastic job of reading that for Stelina. Thank you so much. You know, I really like the intimacy of this. You can feel the intimate moment that this couple is sharing. And what a beautiful moment it is to take a bath together and feel that skin sliding upon skin. So very visceral, deeply engaging, and powerfully emotive, right, Stelina? Weaver, what did you think? Hello, Weaver.
Sorry, I was on mute. And I was being so worldly and so erudite and so interesting. Now I'm just going to be a boring old fart. How annoying. Okay.
Never. You will never be boring.
Oh, you're so cute. Thank you so much. I thought, well, first of all, that picture, that is so lush. I like it. Isn't it lovely? You can imagine that on a pond with lily pads. Beautiful. Across a round table, from a thick central stem, it spreads. Stalks that coil, intersect, wind their way from the main axis to float. Oh, they do float. To search, to hover over a flat surface. I think that's lovely. It really is beautiful. So well written. Who is it?
Stelina.
Oh, Lily. Oh, blimey. I must have been asleep for a couple of seconds there. Oh, well, there's no wonder. It's so lovely. I must have fallen asleep, I swear to God. Oh, dear, I'm getting old.
no, it's so the time.
Yeah.
The time difference.
Yeah, it's 4:45 here. It's getting on a little bit. Fill your eyes with each twig and scallop-shaped plum leaf and every stalk with not one of them stopping to blossom or carrying a hope to be admired. Oh, it's lovely. It really is. Yes, thank you so much. I enjoyed that. And I love the picture.
Thank you, Weaver. Beautiful comment. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
Well, just like I told Stellina in the group, que caliente. Oh, this was her imagery and her the scent and, you know, the light the candles infused with cinnamon, scatter the rose petals on the water, fragrant oils and deep caresses await you. And then, you know, it was just like a slow seduction, how she moves his shirt off his shoulders, pressing against his chest, and her lips brushing his neck. And then, okay, I smiled because right away I heard zippers when I sliding my leg up your thigh. I unzip slowly, and your passion grows beneath my touch. Ah, that was so freaking hot. I never thought about unzipping a zipper. I put pictures up like that. Stellina, que caliente, mi amiga amor en ropa. This was just, I loved it from the first line to the end. She was seducing Frank, and I believe she did that very well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Robbie, what did you think of the poem?
Well, I had to stop a laugh or a giggle to myself when I was thinking that you guys were hearing me say about the unzip and the passion growth beneath my touch, and I'm a male poet reading that. It's like, I'm giggling to myself.
Well, women have
what you guys
zippers.
Are thinking.
Women have zippers on their pants too, sweetie.
Yeah.
They don't
even have mouths growing. So, yeah, I enjoyed the it's nice when you have a poem that's like a complete, absolute, and total engagement of two bodies where, like, it's just absolutely focused on that. And it's just like it's cataloging every detail, every moment. And with the picture, like the kind of like the almost Victorian sort of furniture and the mirror there, it's perfect for giving you that visualization. Mm-hmm. and kind of like adding to the poem with it. It just makes me imagine, like, you know, this Victorian couple with all this lush, sumptuous furniture around them and that. And it just perfectly painted a scene between the picture and the poem of, like, this kind of – I definitely got a Victorian feel to it, especially with, like, you know, the idea of, like, the picture, which is kind of an older-style thing, reclining – gently, and it just made me think a lot of the Victorian sort of setting where, you know, the again with the furniture and just that overall theme.
Absolutely. Great comment, Robbie. Thank you. And thank you for reading. Okay, Lou, I posted your poem up, if you wouldn't mind giving that a read, please.
Okay. Let me refresh. I wrote this a couple of years ago. In Exhaled Breath by Louis Wilde. Lying in silvered waters, lying waves rock breath, ebony eyes peak, resting, torments fingering shadows, hair whips, grieving lashes, engraving moonstones, rifting flossed mist, drinking, drifting, sailing kisses, sighing, cupping patterns Milky Way, eons birthed sanctuary, flowering moon, breath embroidered virginal pleasures, pure scented raindrops sting, storm tormented silvered loneliness, ballad lullaby strokes past existence, timelessly, knit within tides, thirsting once, exhaled breath in poem.
Beautiful read. And I really love that poem. You know, it's so engaging, so endearing, so touching. You could feel the emotions as you go through it. And thirsting once in exhaled breaths is a beautiful way to end the poem. So that was just a wonderful take on my poem. Thank you so much for sharing and for mirroring my poem.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it so much. Absolutely. Katie, what did you think?
Oh, yes, I agree. That's lovely. Really is. I do enjoy the picture, that the beautiful picture. And the first stanza, laying in silvered waters, laying wave rock breast, ebony eyed peak, resting, commence fingering shadows. Just lovely. I just thought it was so well written by you. I really thought it was sweet and sensual and everything you'd want it to be. And then you have pure scented raindrops sting, storm tormenting silvered loneliness. That's just lovely. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment. Thank you. And Robbie, what are your thoughts?
I enjoyed very much the whole, it's like sometimes you get such an abstract feel for something, and I just kept getting like this feeling of silver because, you know, the nighttime, like you're seeing the moon there, and with it being like a night, and like it talks about engraving moonstones, rifting salted scent. I love when a poem gives you, it's like an abstract yet very tangible feel. Like it's abstract in the sense of it's something you wouldn't have expected, like in this case silver, but it just keeps going with that feel for you. And I love the end here, thirsting once and exhaled breaths. And it reminded me of something that's kind of like related in a different sort of way, that I've been reading this one vampire book of all things, but there's this one thing in there. I can't remember what it's called. It's such a beautiful name. This series comes up with these just like crazily abstract things, and it's called like the perfume of something, and it instantly turns.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it instantly turns day into night. Or like it does, but not literally so. It turns into the idea of night, and it just reminded me of that, and that's something that I was just like, oh, this is so juicy in my brain right now. I wanted to tumble that in my brain for like a thousand more minutes, and I'll find that because I recently read it in the book, and I'll send you like the passage.
Okay, great.
And I'm thinking that maybe that you could play with it.
What's the name of that? Okay.
It's the first.
That's a warm word vampire to use on a Wednesday night, Robbie.
the book's called Vampire Hunter D. And it's
vampire
funny
what?
It's like Vampire Hunter D, as in the letter D. It's the novelization of it. Yeah. And I have it on Kindle. And it's funny because, like, in the framework of that novel, it's certainly not being used for a passionate way. It's used, like, as a weapon. But it's the kind of image that you could turn it on its completely on its side and use it as, like, as a romantic thing. Like, you know, like, you turn it on its side and someone's using, like, you know, the perfume of the moon to turn the idea into the day of, or turn the day into the idea of night so that two lovers can meet or something like that. So, yeah.
Interesting.
All right, Reaper, I think we've got time for yours, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Certainly. I will refresh. Oh, we're doing it live. My goodness me. Okay. I hate reading live. Now, just give me a moment because my mouse is not, working. Here we are. Oh, yeah, here we have. Now, this is one I just threw in at the last minute just to take up some time. So I only wrote it about 2 hours ago. Right. A night like any other night. This was not it. I awoke knowing I had loved and been loved. There was a vague recollection of dark eyes, a hot body, stubble, and expert knowing hands. As I recalled more about what no longer felt like a dream, I must now weave into this adventure noir, me wearing a mask. A tall tower, and myself as a raven, a little too much for me to assimilate in the cold light of a Monday morning. I moved through the day as a ghost figure at the feast. The longing I felt left my mind and body fully open and eager to reunite, ready to fly to my black mysterious tower, relive those memories for another night.
Mm.
End poem.
Beautiful read and a fantastic write. You know, I really like the mystery of it all. You know, like, is this a dream? Is it reality? You know, is it really a black tower? Were you really a raven? You know, it really leads to a lot of questioning as to what really went on this night and who this mystery lover was. So I thought it was beautiful, enticing, and intriguing for sure. What did you think of the poem, Lee?
You know, I really enjoyed this. You know, she talks about knowing there are some times, even with me in my dream, I can't tell if it's, I call it a waking dream because I feel as if I am awake in this dream as if it was really happening, you know, mm-hmm. that to know that you've been loved in the darkness and you felt the hands and the stubble and then you wake up and then it seems like at times, sometimes your real life feels like a dream versus the supposed dream. Did I dream or was it a dream? You know, the darkness. This was just fabulous. I enjoyed it. You know, because it's just the longing I felt left my mind and body fully open and eager to reunite, wanting to go back to that dream. Ah, yes, I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, great comment. Thank you, Liu. And Robbie, what did you think?
This made me think a little bit about, I was just reading very recently about how we feel at night. And like some people were saying, well, why is it that I, my worries and everything come at night? It's because you don't have distractions. But the thing is that can come for the good things too. And like, again, like I was saying, like how my mind is being vivid today. And I find that when that happens to me at night, that's like whatever I happen to have as a mood can be really amplified, right? And to me, the night, especially when you're like in sync with things and that, it can be so your mind's just free and unfettered, you know. You're just, because you all the activities of the day and such are done. And I like this mention of the raven, because the raven's that mm-hmm. sort of that kind of a figure, of the darker side of things, and move through the day as a ghost figure at the feast, the longing I felt, and it's like you're through the day, you're going through as a kind of maybe going through the paces. But to me, like at nighttime, that's often when like you're kind of getting away from that, when things go right at least, and you're kind of getting syncing back up with your mind. And finally, I was going to say, like at the I think in the Middle Ages, like people didn't used to sleep like we do, they had something called the liminal hour. And I actually kind of have that because I naturally wake up at 4 a.m. and they would wake up around 2 a.m. or something like that, and they would actually be awake for a few hours. And I think they said, like, it would be a particularly, like, lucid part of the day just because the way your mind was. And, yeah, they called it liminal hours or something like that. So it reminded me of that, too. And there's so much of these poems today won't make me want to play with all these ideas. I love it.
Absolutely. Great comment, Robbie. Thank you. And thank you for calling in tonight, everybody. Much appreciated and much love. Take care.
Night, thank everybody. You, everybody. Love you guys. Good night.
Good night,
good night all.
Good night, young boy.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night, everyone.
I love you, too.